Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. I am Mick Malloy. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, he's back.
Back in the hot
seat. Just in time for the weekend.
I'm Jane Kennedy.
Wait. Hello, Jane. How are you? Hello, Dane.
Nice to see you again,
Mick. Nice to meet you, Mickey.
Thanks for looking after me in my absence tomorrow. All good, I hear?
Yeah, we had a great show yesterday.
Yeah,
that was good.
Well, you missed it.
It was great. But we missed you.
Yes, that's the answer,
Mickey,
I was looking for.
Mickey.
So much to get through.
We love a Friday because there's so many elements about a Friday, like Clan of the Week, which we think is awesome.
Mix GoFundMe will be coming up. Some of the brightest minds of our generation will not be ringing.
I'm loving this. If we can, he's delayed on a flight, but I hope we can get him. The Bachelor
and
Chelsea.
Probably joining the Mile High Club. You said you don't like Chelsea.
I beg your pardon.
That's not your favourite?
I did not say I don't like her. How would I not like her? I don't know her.
Yeah, you said a bit high maintenance.
Anybody who listens to this show knows that whatever comes out your gob
said
is
he could
rubbish.
Do better.
Yeah. Danny Minogue's on the show.
Danny Minogue. And Liam
Gallagher's on the show.
What? Oh, my
God. Let's get back on track.
This is rock and roll. It's going awesome.
Well, the highest order.
We'll have the weekend review. We'll talk about the kids today. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that and much, much more as we wrap up another week of Kennedy.
You're right.
Oh, I'm not all right. No, I've just had a major accident. Thanks for the heads up too, by the way. So I'm going to the football tonight.
Yes.
Normally I sit behind the goals with the people, but I'm going to a corporate
hoo-ha. Are you now? Oh,
pardon us.
So I've got the suit and shirt on, and no one told me you shouldn't eat soup.
Well, when you're 4 years old?
Yeah.
We would tell a child that. Why don't you put on a big serviette around your neck?
What do you got on there?
It looks like I've been in a hot dog eating competition or something.
What sort of soup was it?
It was minestrone.
Yeah, it was a Mexican hottie with a whole heap of stuff.
Sorry, you had Mexican soup and you were feeling completely ill yesterday. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm trying to break out.
Right. Why are you doing that?
I'm cleaning out the system.
What was wrong with you yesterday?
God.
It's probably a personal thing.
It was your tummy.
Probably, but you should probably say your goodbyes.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, well, geez.
Well.
Orcs.
I can't say you haven't brought it on yourself.
I've had a fair run.
That probably makes sense to me.
So I couldn't, I had soup all over my shirt, and then I couldn't do my cufflinks up because my thumbnail still isn't on.
Oh, God.
And you refused to help.
Yeah, well, I'm not helping you anymore.
You've got the junior producer to go and tie up your cuffs.
Junior producer, James, who's, by the way, just won big. Forget your lotto.
The Powerball.
Forget the Powerball. We had
a
sweep, which we took
out. For the Bachelor.
A Melbourne Cup style for the Bachelor.
Yeah.
My girl, Varco, was taken out in very early rounds. Guess who won it? James. James is...
How much money?
He's doled out $120.
Yeah.
So that's a loss.
He's doled out all the tickets. That's like the bloke who always wins the footy tipping competition.
Exactly.
Who puts in the footy tipping
raffle.
Well, I used to be involved with a pub, and the publican's mum or sister used to win the footy tipping every year.
Interesting.
But you can't rig that. You can't rig it.
You can if you're filling out the things on Monday morning.
Right. And you're looking at who the hotties are. You go,
Just calm down. You're all right.
Hey, well done to the kids while we're talking about
it.
Climate change, not only kids,
other people, businesses were out, everybody was going out today.
No one's affected any change whatsoever. The kids, it's all in the kids' hands. Well, save the planet.
Greta Thunberg, she's the interesting kid on the block.
Do you know what she said? So this is the young girl, Scandinavian,
Swedish.
I'll stay Sweden, one of those.
It's correct.
She's in America at the moment.
Yeah,
she was on The Daily Show and she was asked, he said, what's the difference between Europe, you know, and the climate change discussion in here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, well, it's really simple. She said, over there, we talk about the facts. We talk about facts. Over here, the question seems to be, do you believe in climate change or don't you believe in climate change? You idiots. There is a choice.
And she didn't just say in Congress, she said, don't listen to me. I just don't need this room. Listen to the scientists.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like that little girl, who's so brilliant and good on her? Enjoy your child. Can you go out and hit a ball,
kick a
something?
I feel a bit weary for her as well.
Or pat a dog. But it is, that's the responsibility.
It's the weight of the world on her shoulders.
It's like my boys who are going to go up to be captains of industry.
Really? Or work at a radio.
Well, they were radio clowns.
They'd be great at that.
If you ask them now what would they want to be? Oh, radio clowns, Dad. That looks awesome.
I'm always thinking.
I want to drive a monster truck, Dad. I took him to the circus once, and you know that act where they have like 8 motorbikes inside a metal cage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
and I went, I've made a bad call here. And they go, oh, Dad, how old do you have to be to do that?
Oh, my God, Father. Look out. Well, your
the
shirt's
world is
not
in safe hands.
Your shirt is cleaned up, so you've
Can
done
you
a good job.
Can you dab it again? I really liked it when you...
You know, I value my personal space.
Right. Hey, we're going to come back and get cracking with Clown of the Week. What do you reckon? Someone here might be getting a mention.
Have you got any clowns, too? Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down the throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason, he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Kacha pressure washer. Kacha, life's most satisfying clean.
You gotta love the Kacha, and there's one up for grabs if you can nominate the clown.
The Kacha's unreal, and we're going to kick it off with our Prime Minister, who's currently arrived in Washington to a lot of pomp and splendour.
Yeah, sure.
He's going to have a big state dinner.
With the Trumps. Good Lord.
Do you think the Trumps will be amused by this tone of voice and the way his larrikinism? Because this was referring to...
Did he arrive on Shark One, by the way?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know now.
Shark One would have turned up in Washington. Air Force One.
Thank you for the Shark Air Force One.
And Shark One.
All right, this is our Prime Minister at the special midwinter ball.
Yes.
Where he spoke in front of a lot of journos, referring to an incident about something happened in his pants a few years ago.
Yes.
But now you want to get here my unadulterated views of RBA monetary policy, the South China Sea, or most importantly, what really happened at the Engadine McDonald's in 1997. It will remain the mystery of the ages.
And where we toast the Prime Minister of Australia.
That's right.
All stand.
Crikey.
Yeah. Jeepers.
What's the midwinter ball? This is the one where they all get pissed. This has brought down a couple of prime ministers, this thing, hasn't it?
Has it? No, it's when they all
Malcolm Turnbull got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
They all get pissed and go to the ball. It's the Logies of Canberra. And then they go out. And
the women spent a lot on their outfits, although Jackie Lambie spent $300 on hers.
Did she?
Yes, but it looked
pretty
excellent.
Good. Yeah, okay.
You don't have to spend...
Well, she's on mix.
Virginia Trioli spent $5,000 on hers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She should have loaned you a $10,000 handbag. And then it would have been like...
Let's get back to me. Let's go another clown.
Oh. Okay, who?
The 8 Broncos players.
Oh, good Lord.
Let's go refer to the news story.
We went to Harpoon Harry's when they should have been in the team hotel.
The Courier Mail's Pete Bedell has revealed 8 players attended a pub in Surry Hills till as late as 11:30 p.m. on Saturday night without the knowledge of Broncos management, including coach Anthony Seibold. The group weren't drinking alcohol and there's no suggestions the players did anything wrong.
Well, not until the next day when they got beaten 58-0.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you feeling now about your choices, boys?
Yeah,
I know it's a different code, but could you imagine the All Blacks the night before a big game, just all nipping down, one of the most disciplined, you know, you're playing for your team, the pride you have in that jersey.
Yes, whole country, yeah.
And whole country with
weighing on your shoulders.
They understand.
There's always one, though, isn't there? There's one guy who's gone.
That's a cricket school.
Yeah.
Guys, I reckon. Yeah. Why don't we just nip down?
Do you know what?
There's a gang leader.
For a leadership group, I think it sends a good message to the kids.
Yeah.
It really is. But they weren't the 80 ones. What about the Melbourne Storm? Can we talk Amy Stadium?
Yeah.
Who firecrackered the eye of a visiting Canberra Raiders player. We got the report.
A sensational sideline event here. Joseph Leilua is complaining of getting a firework or remnants of in the eye. So he is struggling to take his place on the field for kickoff. That's why the game is being held up. A firework or part thereof in the eye.
I love a good fireworks.
Fireworks get a bad rap, don't they?
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're so good until they take out someone's eye or they burn someone's hand off.
Ah, it's all good
fun. Good fun.
Harden up and play on. While we're talking football, Mark's on the line. Mark, who do you want to clown?
Yeah, good.
I want to clown Toby Green. You want to clown Toby Green from GWS?
Well, he feels like a clown already because he's out. He's not playing, so how big a clown
is he? He was skating on thinner ice. Mm. You could hear it cracking underneath him. He got off. Yeah. And then he was so cocky out the front of his press, out at the thing, going, yeah, who knows what I'll do next week. Well, he's gone and tried to rake a guy, and now he's complaining of poor treatment. Mm. You're an idiot. Here's a tip. Don't rake an opposition player's eye.
Simple.
And you're taking it off the table.
Ouch. Yeah, no, all right, we'll take that one.
What's wrong with you? You can either get a firecracker in the eye or Toby Green in the eye. Did you see the footage at the tribunal?
No, I didn't.
Like a Three Stooges clip.
Really?
Doing. Doink, doink.
Yeah, I would think eyes out of bounds. Can I clown a journalist from the US? Oh. Listen very carefully to, she's making a report about an accident.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Yeah, because they were dead.
Okay. There aren't many things you have to learn as a journalist, but that's...
Oh, I don't know why
I want to speak to a dead person. It's an obvious mistake and it shouldn't be made.
Well, that's interesting coming from you.
What are you talking about?
I've got evidence of you interviewing a blind woman, and this is just...
Oh, now, Jane, now, hang on, before you play this...
Did you find it? No, listen.
No, but listen. Let me say this first.
Say what?
I was not making fun of the blind
woman. I know you weren't.
I was struggling.
But why would you ask the question you're about to ask?
I didn't ask the question because I couldn't think properly.
Why did you say this? All right, let's have a listen.
Okay.
Someone's obviously seen this to report whoever was in the car. Yeah, someone has to have seen this because I'm presuming you didn't.
Well...
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, well...
We're presuming.
You could see the dilemma.
Gee, I don't know why
someone may have told it.
Why are you not a journalist on 60 Minutes?
Can I just say, I was not trying to make fun of a blind woman.
I know you weren't wanting to make fun of her.
But
you were struggling.
You
struggle on your
feet
a bit, don't you?
And I must say, there's a fair bit of sniggering going on from the others in the studio at the time.
It's right up there with this one, though, I think.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that has he passed away?
Pardon me, I may have gone.
He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Ah, enough said.
Oh, good on you, Dave. Okay, when we come back, Dave, I'm going to clown you.
What for?
Give us a call if you've got any other
for your ambitious plans for the future.
Oh, hang on. All right. It is Clown of the Week, and it's thanks to Karcher.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
It is, and we're doing Clown of the Week too, thanks to Karcher, where the pressure washers are German engineered and up to 50 times more powerful.
I love the Karcher.
Use 80% less water compared to a garden hose, and you might win one too if you call up 1-333-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
strong.
I love it. Well done. Thanks for coming on board. Someone's going to get one in this segment. I'm going to start the segment by clowning Dangerous Dave.
What?
For these comments you made on the show the other day. We're talking about your dream job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dream job is I would love to be a bus driver. I've always wanted to drive a bus.
And yet that's quite possible. Could be tomorrow.
What kind of bus? The kitten's bus.
Maybe.
I'll be the bus driver.
I've Winnebago.
Dreamed about getting a bus license and just going on a coach tour somewhere.
Is the bus on fire and you're jumping?
No. Do you have passengers? Yes. Annoying passengers.
Pick them up.
Is it a double-decker bus? Is it like an England
bus? Doesn't matter. Big Volvo or a Isuzu. I don't care. Just want to drive a bus.
I'm going to stand on top of it like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot.
While Dave drives a bus. You know, you said it's a dream of yours.
It is.
Well, dreams do come true. We made it come true. You've done your first bus experience through Sydney, and it went well, I thought.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Dangerous Dave, and welcome to the 442 heading into the city. Now, just a heads up for those on the left side of the bus as we cross over the Anzac Bridge. You'll see the old coat hanger. Yes, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, once maintained by Hollywood legend Paul Hogan. On the right is the Sydney Fish Markets, and I hear a dozen oysters today on special for $16.50, so keep an eye out for that. Now, remember to tap on and tap off. But right now, sit back, relax. Brian Adams, summer of 69, on the 442.
I still got my DJ instincts, though. I just can't let it go.
You could drive that bus all the way back to Shepparton.
I could. And
call everything on the way.
I'm seeing more buses today than I've ever seen. For whatever reason, they're just coming from everywhere. So they're on my mind. And
oh, sorry. I just nodded off.
What?
I'm awake now.
Hey, Jane, someone here wants to clown you.
Matt,
what do you want to clown Jane for?
For wanting to cover herself with a doona while on a prison toilet.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What is the problem?
That's been a dream of hers for some time.
The problem is a Dutch oven.
No, I'm not going to fart in a doona, man.
Your dream is to go to jail and give yourself a Dutch oven. Yes.
No.
Is that what you're...
If I had to go to jail and I had to use a toilet, I didn't want to wee in front of people, I would sit on a toilet and I'd put a doona cover over me, which I think is very clever.
You're just tuning in for the first time
yes.
now. You're hearing the voice of Jane Kennedy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Look,
anything?
That'd be a reality show.
Really?
Honestly, you would be good in Wentworth. That would be your scene.
I've told you I want to be the new screw.
You'd be top dog, I thought.
No, not top dog.
You would. You'd be getting around
on
you.
Come on, guys. Don't compliment me too much.
You'd be getting around on you. Judy. Yeah.
Judy Moran style scooter. I'm not ready for that. Do you know what? I'd be the one that all the other prisoners, all the girls fall in love with.
You'd be like
They'd
Meg Morris.
Fight over me.
The Meg Morris of...
No, I'm not be like Meg Morris. I would be lusted after by all the other prisoners and by the guards.
What prison are we in?
James Trim. Sorry, I'm saying this, I'm distracted because I'm seeing the Bachelor.
Okay. John, the Bachelor's here.
He is.
Yes. Bachelor's in the building.
Right behind you.
All right.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Hey, mate.
Hello, how are you? John? Your name's John. Okay. His name's Dave.
Hi, John.
Hello, I'm just sitting here.
And you want a clown?
The bloke that had a replica gun tried to rob a bloke and got taken out with a jar of Nescafe 43.
Glen 43 it was.
I just felt there was something coming up behind me. And as soon as I turned around, he had the gun pointed at me and he told me to give my keys and tried to make some distance and he came at me. I kicked at him and as I kicked at him, he hit me across the top of the head with the gun and I saw the coffee jar with the glass shards hanging out and I jumped to my feet and I picked that up straight away. So I thought, oh, well, I've got a bit of defence as well now. But he kept yelling at me, I want your keys, I want your keys, give me your keys. And I just said, you're not getting my keys.
Oh, my God, I'd hit you on the head with a bottle of Nescafe.
You know what
as well.
I would have gone?
God,
the international roast. If I attack an assailant in the street, it's with international roast.
They used to divide families, you know.
Or some Twinings tea bags.
Oh, yeah, Earl Grey.
Wow.
What do you mean it used to divide families?
Well, you know, you're either a Skyhawk Sherbet family, a Nescafe or International Roast.
Oh, Makona, our family.
Makona?
Yeah, a bit up.
Freeze dried.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. Hey, we're going to go to a break.
Yes.
When we come back, The Bachelor with his love of his
beautiful
life.
Beautiful Chelsea.
Are they still together or are they banging
they are.
It on?
They're
What's
still together.
On?
They're going to join us right after
this. They're kissing
this.
On the couch.
Oh, look out.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Bachelor finale last night was an emotional one as our resident astrophysicist...
There's no reason that it wouldn't be me.
...left Abby heartbroken.
Abby, my heart belongs with someone else.
Completely, absolutely heartbreaking. Away from him, I want to go home.
Chelsea, on the other hand...
Chelsea, I love you.
What?
I love how you giggle when you're nervous. I love that you go full nerd. As soon as there's some maths involved. Above all else, though, I just love how you make me feel. And you make me want to believe in fairy tales. Because when I'm with you, I feel like I'm living in one. I love you, Jess.
I love you too.
And here right now to tell us all about it, please welcome to the show The Bachelor 2019, Matt Agnew, and the winner of Matt's heart, Chelsea McLeod.
Wow.
I feel like I'm watching TV.
I know.
I'm looking at both of you. I'm freaking out.
I'll say something quickly, Chelsea. Yeah. You can do a lot better.
I'm punching. I'm definitely punching.
Oh my God,
what are you? Settle down.
I can't. It's bizarre. I invested a lot in this show, trust me.
She has been watching it religiously.
I invested a lot in Matt.
Thank you.
And I have a very important question to ask both of you.
Yes.
You know that Venus has been in the news again and Saturn?
Oh,
no, I'm only joking.
Oh, boy, Jesus. I thought we were going into retrograde or something.
Hey, I've got a question just straight off the top. Has there been any...
Very personal.
I beg your pardon.
She's straight in there.
My God. No, you don't ask people that.
Let's go to a song.
No, I asked Matt whether Chelsea has seen your pad yet.
Yes.
And tonight's the night, you tell me.
Hello.
Is it tidy? Have you got fresh linen on the bed?
Look,
Do you want me to come around and push your bottom up and down? How do you want to do it?
I gave it a bit of a clean. I have already actually.
You gave it a clean.
Oh, you devil. It must be a special occasion.
What have I done wrong here?
Matt, you need a cleaning lady. Too sweet.
Yeah, okay. Well,
no, boys can't clean.
Look, it's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of candles there, and so I think
you've learned from the producers.
That's it.
What is this, 9.5 weeks or something? Yeah. It's gone from 0 to 100 in...
But, yeah, look, I mean, yeah, if I learned anything, there needs to be a couch, a cheese platter and some candles.
Well done. I think, and a few rose petals on the bed would be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea, how do you feel with that was like quite an extraordinary season.
Yes.
And are you forced to get on with all the other girls or do you just naturally bond with them? But it's too weird because you all want to really scratch each other's eyes out, don't you?
I mean, no one's forced to get along with anyone.
Right.
I had no drama. Like, I'm a pretty chill person.
You came across that way?
Yeah.
Quite chill?
There was a lot of drama in the house. I just happened to stay out of it because I don't really get...
Yeah. Drawn
into it. I don't
have
issues with things, really. Yeah, I mean, it is a very heightened experience and it's not often that you're living with so many people under one roof.
So what's interesting about you, Chelsea, is that you don't seem like the type of person who would go on a show like this, which is probably why Matt chose you. And what did make you want to go on the show?
Yeah, I mean, I applied with a bit of liquid courage to begin with. Just kind of taking it as a bit of a joke.
What do you mean, online?
Yeah, basically just being like, oh, this is a bit of a joke.
A few shardies and off you went.
Yeah, got in and I was like, nah, this isn't something I'm going to do. So I said no.
Yeah.
And then got convinced to come.
First impressions. Do you remember the moment you first laid eyes on the big spunk? Do you remember what happened?
I do remember. Where were we? I'm pretty sure I pretty much got his top off.
Yes.
So that was a bit of a success.
So it was an easy choice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maddie, can you explain? Sorry, I'm calling you Maddie now.
That's all right, please.
Maddie, yeah. My new best friend. can you explain how wonderful it was? Because Chelsea did something to your chest.
She did. She did. So, yeah, she had a temporary tattoo of the love chemical oxytocin.
Oh.
Hello. This is the point where everyone in the house was going, winner, winner.
Are you a scientist?
I'm a chemical engineer.
Oh,
sorry, Mick, you wouldn't understand what that is.
That's your strong suit. That's leaning to your...
It's in my wheelhouse.
Getting me a stripper. Is it right in your wheelhouse?
Analogous, yeah.
A couple of
Chelsea,
points.
I have another question.
Your first impression, did you... this was had a great impact on you, and so when you first saw Chelsea...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, walking down...
Hello.
She had this, beautiful black dress on and looked absolutely stunning, and, she's got this... red box, and I'm thinking, it's going to be some piece of jewellery or something like that, and she pops it open and obviously there's some organic chemistry in there. Oh, and here we go. Got a life on here.
Cool, this is like a porno.
Chelsea, one of the very generous things, and I thought was great, that all the girls agreed you had the best bod on the show and they were very complimentary. How come you didn't put weight on in the house? Because what do you do when you're all sitting around? Do people struggle?
People definitely struggle because there is so much food going around.
Really? A lot of cheese platters?
Yeah. A lot of everything. But I went to the gym like 3 times a day because I had nothing better to do.
Well, the job's done now, so you can pork up.
Sorry, Matt.
Get on the couch.
I tend to do the same, so that's all right.
It would be remiss of me not to bring up the awkwardness of what happens when there's two girls left.
She took it well. Old Abby.
Well, Abby... didn't, because she was really, really shocked. And I'm imagining in your life you've never really had to do that before, let alone in front of a camera. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've broken up with people before, but the intensity of that was something that I don't think anyone
She was
really
a bit blindsided, asked. Just saying.
Yeah, I think...
Have you run into her today?
No, well, allegedly, I wasn't aware of it, but there's been a few people have brought up questions, but I haven't myself.
Okay.
I guess
it's got restraining order written all over it.
I guess it's the most challenging part of the show, really.
Oh my God. I was screaming into a cushion.
Yeah. It's
my dog was sort of looking at me very strangely.
Yeah. It's
I'm getting a witness protection scheme if I was you.
Guys, we are very thrilled for you. It's always exciting to see
what's the future hold?
The good signs ahead.
Well, you know what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, right?
Well, yeah, we hope.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
Do you shack up? You're from Melbourne, are you?
I am. Okay. So it's very easy.
So you can shack up. I mean, I'm not being too pushy, am I?
One step at a time.
And Matt, we would like to continue to have you as our astrophysicist.
You're very good for that.
I would be delighted. It would be my pleasure. Absolutely.
Because there's so much happening in the world of space, and because I'm so scientific and Mick struggles a bit, it's really good to have somebody on board like yourself.
Thanks for swinging by and helping us out. You're a good sport.
Yep.
Good luck. Let me know if he gets too handsy. All
right. Matt Agnew and Chelsea McLeod joining us.
Chelsea.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Still to come on Kennedy Malloy, Liam Gallagher is going to join us.
Wow.
Danny Minogue as well.
Yes,
but
Danny.
Right now.
Mix GoFundMe. Mix GoFundMe.
$500 you can win for a great idea. Call now. 1-333-53.
We are dishing out hard cash for good ideas, and over the past few weeks, we've had some of the greatest ideas.
I'm so impressed with our audience.
They know a good idea when they see or hear one. Here's last week's winner.
Let's go for some flying fox jousting.
But how do they joust?
Yeah.
Is there two flying foxes?
Yeah, there's two flying foxes, two zip lines, right? And they're sort of
going towards each other.
And they meet in the middle. So you've got one person on each side.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jousting, it's got all the elements. It's a demonstration sport at the next Olympics.
Yeah. Absolutely inspiring winner. Hey, I've got a few ideas.
No, please fire away.
James Lake, who is a Triple M newsreader.
Yeah, I know James, yeah.
He said, should the stickers on apples be edible?
James has got a bit too much spare time.
No, I have thought that too, because there's so many, all these stickers
that's
on your
annoying.
Apple.
We've got to take
Why
them
don't
off
you just
and
be able to lick it a la Willy Wonka style?
Should they be sold for advertising space on your apple?
Oh,
Oh, that's depressing.
What?
Bit of extra coin.
Yeah, anyway, back to eating it.
Hey, what about this one? I've forgotten it.
All right. Well said.
Are you all right? Do you need to go lie down?
Want to go to the calls?
How's your stain going on your shirt?
No, it feels too early to go to calls.
Okay.
Does it?
Let's go to calls. Bailey.
G'day.
I'm still a bit unwell. Bailey, what's your big idea? Now, I've got $500.
Yes.
I'm prepared to fully fund or partially fund an idea. You might get $500 or portion thereof.
Okay. Basically, you know how you get those really dirty nappies with kids?
Yep. Mick wouldn't know. He's never changed a dirty nappy, even though he's got twin boys.
Coming from personally, you really don't want to touch it. So it's basically a change table where it senses that a child's on it and that it basically changes the baby for you, disposes of the
nappy. How does it do that?
Oh, because it's a robot and it can do it. It's AI.
Yeah. So basically it's an AI.
Oh, sorry, I just gave you the idea.
No. How does it do it, though? So tell me the table, what?
So you place the baby down and bars come up since it's censored and arms come out.
Thank you. Robot arms. It's a table with robot arms.
Robot arms that changes the baby's nappy.
Mm. Could it also give you a wedgie?
I'm sure nothing would go wrong with that.
No, that sounds really good.
You've seen 2000 Space Odyssey. Hello, Hal. Yeah. I'm having to change your nappy now. Ooh, I'm sorry, Hal.
Bit fragrant.
Could be a little pinchy. Thank you, Bailey. Let's go to Rod.
Do you know what? When I was growing up, I was promised flying cars, hover cars.
That's right.
All that stuff. I don't want to. Changing baby table.
That's not
right. Perhaps probably 90% of, or like all women who have to change all the nappies would.
Oh, maybe some earplugs, please. Someone develop me some robot arms that puts earplugs in so I don't have to listen to the waffle from the girls.
I think you've got a temperature. You look a bit pale. You all right?
No, I'm not. Rod.
Hello, Rod.
How's it going, guys?
What's your GoFundMe
idea,
mate?
My idea is for Janie, Tradie Janie. Mm. It is a roller door for big dogs.
Yep.
A doggy door activated by the microchip in the dog's neck.
Oh, Jane, that's not bad.
It is a very good idea.
Roller door.
But unfortunately, Rod, I have a feeling it exists.
What?
I've just put a doggy door in. I was doing a lot of research on doggy doors, and there is a automated, the dog comes towards the door, rolls up, boom. But maybe you want to look into that.
But is it the microchip that makes
it? Yes. It's like it's Wi-Fi and it just goes up. But I don't want
to. It's been done.
I have a feeling
Get off,
it
Rod.
Has.
Oh. Rod,
no, I want to, I just don't want Rod to feel bad.
No, Rod.
Rod, you haven't
done
put
that.
Any money in this, have you?
He's gone.
No. Okay,
hey, good on you,
Thank you, though, for calling.
Hey, go. Yep.
This is genius. Jack, go for it.
G'day. Jack, how's it going?
Good. Go for it.
I'm looking to do a see-through toaster.
Genius.
So you can see how cooked your bread is.
A see-through toaster?
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes people want pale toast, mid toast, a bit more well done, and you can never see.
How's it toasting, though, if you can't?
Because it'll be glass.
Where's the element?
Inside, like, it'll be like a normal toaster, but just think of it as glass. Can your brain do that right now?
Like a glass piano.
Okay.
Where you can see all the inner city.
Yes, like a glass piano.
What about a glass piano that toasts bread?
That's a genius.
Thank you, Jack. That's a very good idea. Let's
can that be done? How many pieces can you toast at once?
You're really not well, are you? Let's go to Wayne. Wayne.
Hang on, do we like Jack's idea?
Yes, I love Jack's idea.
Good idea. It's in the mix.
Yeah.
Mick, do you like Wayne's idea? Go for it, Wayne.
I want to invent an autonomous golf buggy on the golf course with a built-in urinal.
Oh, good Lord.
Even a ball cleaner. Mm. Yeah, throw your balls in and give them a clean. So you can get really drunk, Mick, and you can just...
That's a good idea. Have they invented that?
What about a see-through urinal? What about that?
Wayne, I apologise. He's not himself today, but it's a good idea.
All right, thanks, Wayne. Time for one more. Wayne. Gary.
Gary?
Gary.
Hello.
What's the big idea, mate?
Pegless clothesline.
Brilliant.
How does that work?
Well, how do you, how
because
do you,
there'll be some mechanism. They just stick to the line.
Well, I don't know. If I worked that bit out, I'd be a millionaire, wouldn't I?
Gary, this is the point of the whole segment, mate.
Suggestion.
Can I just put it on the table, mate?
You have to give this at least 3 minutes thought, all right?
Gary, how does the clothes stay on the clothesline?
How does it stick there?
Well, you could just ask them to, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hey, let's go to break.
Come in handy for you when you're pinching women's underwear off a clothesline, Gary.
13353, Mickey's GoFundMe.
Are we close? Is there anything in there?
We're close. See-through toaster winning.
Here we go.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're doing Mick's GoFundMe. Mick judges your best idea, and if he thinks it's worthy of $500, you win the cash.
All right. There's nothing really forming for me right now.
I'm very, very keen on one. I will just say I'm also a judge.
Well, it says Mick's Go. Yeah. Mick and Jane's GoFundMe. You're right.
No, it's Mick's GoFundMe, but I'm the one at the moment who's the most alert in the studio.
You're right.
So perhaps I should be involved. I should be.
We'll see. We'll have a committee
meeting. All right. Okay.
What are we doing?
Let's go to Jason. Mm. Hello, Jason. What's your idea for Mick's GoFundMe page?
Hi, how are you going, guys? My idea is to have a multi-level dodging car track that's designed like Bathurst.
Okay. Wow. So it's a dodging car track, so it goes up and down, so it's just got like the mountain. You can go
that's
up.
That's exactly right.
And you can bang and smash into each other.
Exactly right, and you can legitimately have a couple of drinks while you're driving.
Running theme here, but Jason, if you've got to have chicken wire on the roof.
Yeah.
So they're going to have really tall things.
And bounces.
On the back of the
hanging
car.
Hanging off your car.
Which goes carnies. Up and down. Yeah. Okay, is there a tunnel? Can you go through a tunnel, Jason?
You can design it any way you like. I'm sure we can.
Oh, well, now it's my idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Design it any way I like. All right. Good on you. David.
Oh, hi. Mick and Jane. I'm ringing from Geelong.
What's your big idea, buddy?
The idea was, you know how prams, recent spate of prams, with brakes being left off and rolling onto train tracks, etc.?
It's a bit dramatic, but yes.
Well, instead of having to apply a brake, had the same function as a modern mower where you've got to let go a lever and it turns it off if you let go.
Okay. David, I've got a better idea.
The lever, the brakes come on the pram.
Dave, I've got a better idea. What about a pram that's also a mower?
A mower.
That's good.
Hey, Dave.
So you drive your pram.
That's a great idea.
You're dad, you get to do the garden, spend time with the family. You're outdoors.
Smell the grass. And
I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, Dave, but you might want to make a trip to Baby Bunting and check out the range of prams that have brakes on them on the hand.
You're a real killjoy in this segment.
But
is debunk people's
I'm
ideas.
I'm so connected to the world and I know too much. It's hard being me.
Alan's on the line. Alan.
Hey, how are you?
What's your stupid idea?
My stupid idea is sort of the way we are in the world at the moment with recycling, is having a shop that has for your condiments rather than going and buying more sauce and with another bottle or jams or anything
boring.
Like that.
No, I love it.
Boring.
I love it.
It's great.
I love it.
Where's the joy in that?
Why?
You just ruined a fun segment by introducing recycling.
Sorry, you've been banging on about the environment, and we're happy about today all the kids going and talking about climate change.
That's when we weren't in the segment called Mix Go Fund Me, which we're supposed to have fun in.
I like it, Alan.
Oh, okay, Alan, there you go.
Graham. Hello, Graham.
What's your idea,
mate? How you doing?
What's happening, mate? What's your idea? What's your fun idea?
It's fun for all those girls out there who have to get the washing dry. But
careful, thin ice, thin ice. Everyone
please,
does
go
the
on,
cleaning.
Graham. I'm all ears.
I think you're cooked.
A solar-powered motor attached to it, and it turns, and so it dries with the wind when the wind isn't blowing.
Oh, what fun. Gosh, girls would love that.
So it's a mechanical, what is it, a mechanical?
Hills hoist,
Hills
it?
Hoist. And it's got, like, it's got like a sail, like a spinnaker.
No, it could be.
It's like a lettuce spinner.
The kids would love it, be able to hang on and get like thrown around like that a would be, carnival, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's every kid's done that, haven't they?
Yeah, but it's motorised.
You need to think that one through, mate.
Ba-bam. Before...
okay. Laurie, I like this one.
What is this?
Laurie, go.
Okay, a see-through stapler.
A see-through stapler? You've just stolen
You've
stolen the toast.
That's the laziest idea in the world.
Hey, how about you got a Kiki K?
But hang on.
Check out their range of
see-through staplers. What do you need to see about the stapler?
How frustrating it is when you staple something and there's no staples left.
What about a stapler that's also a pest dispenser? I'm not well, am I?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Shall we wrap it up with Craig?
Yes.
Craig, this is your big shot, man. Come on, give it to us.
I reckon it'd be fantastic to go to the pie shop and get an Aussie pie in the shape of Australia and the sauce to be in the shape of Tasmania.
Oh, this is going to go close.
Pretty good.
An Australia-shaped pie.
Yeah. With Tassie as the sauce.
Oh, Jane, I'm going to leave it up to you, but I think that's pretty close.
Craig, you have won.
It's a late entry.
Oh, it's come from the... It's done the Stephen Bradbury.
And you'd start with the pointy bit.
You would.
You'd start at the top.
Get cans.
And no, to come with that without... You take the Great Australian Bite.
That is brilliant.
And then it's given to you.
Craig, have you thought about this before you heard of Mix GoFundMe? You have. I could tell.
Yes, many years ago.
Can we get involved in this?
Sorry?
We want this to happen.
We want in.
But see, the weight of the pie has to be 120 grams to 220 grams.
Oh, my God. You're a freak, and we love you, and that's why you have won, Craig.
Well done, Craig. You got $500 coming your way.
Oh, you ripper.
And what about this? A sausage roll shaped like New Zealand.
Love it. Hey, stick around up next. Liam Gallagher.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's one of the most recognisable voices in rock. Bad boy of Britpop.
Liam Gallagher.
Oasis.
Storm of controversy.
He had a blazing row with his brother.
Behaviour was said to be so outrageous.
As far as I'm concerned, you can write the best record in the world. If you look like a dickhead, you might as well stick that tune up your ass.
Now, Liam Gallagher's back with a new solo album, Why Me, Why Not?
It'll proper blow people's minds.
And ahead of returning to Australia for a national tour in December, please welcome to the show, Liam Gallagher.
Mate. You need to come out of your shell a bit, Liam. You need to say what you're thinking at any given time. How are you, mate?
I'll tell you what, it's far too early for all this, mate. You know what I mean?
You're still getting over the ashes?
You know what, mate? I don't watch that rubbish sport, mate. It's not for me.
What's your sport? You're a Manchester man.
I watch football, mate. It's the game of the gods, mate. I went at a cricket once and I fell asleep. Boring.
Well, I would have picked you for a darts man too, Liam.
Not playing that stupid game either. No. There's only one sport and it's football.
Hey, tell us about the new music, mate. Is it exciting for you?
It's very exciting, yeah. Being on stage and singing music is nice as well.
If I was you, I really couldn't give a toss what other people think about what your music is. Is that how you feel? Does it really make you cringe when people from all around the world go, oh, I really like your song, or they criticise it? Do you just go, oh, I couldn't care less what you think?
Well, I wouldn't give a fuck whether I was a florist, you know what I mean? If it's a pattern, that's the way I'm built, you know what I mean?
Well, you've got to know that Australian loves you.
It's a nice place. I like Australia. My mate lives out there, one of my best mates, so, yeah, it's nice.
We saw you on Instagram with a picture with your mum. How are you getting on? Because we know your brother's a bit of a dick, but you seem to get on well with your mum. How's all that going?
Yeah, she's amazing, amazing, all going well. And I've got another brother who's fine as well. There's always one in the family, isn't there?
There's always one in the family.
Do you spend much time on Instagram? And is it yours? Some people don't really do their own. You do your own?
Well, if you want to put something across and you want to tell it how it is, you're best off doing it yourself, you know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Liam has some of the best comments, some of the great sprays for his fans out there too.
I go on Twitter and I go on Instagram. It's a good equaliser when people are telling porkies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like your reviews of other people on Twitter too, because you tell it like it is. That's what we want.
Like who?
Oh, Ed Sheeran?
Oh, yeah, Edward, Eddie.
Personally, myself, Liam, I'm not into social media. I just send the odd dick pic. You know?
Yeah, good for you.
Doesn't really impress me. Can I tell you about something that every time I hear your music and I hear your voice, it really makes me smile? I've got five kids, so it generally takes me to a place where I'm single and I've got no children and having fun.
Well, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Now, the other guy here is a guy called Dangerous Dave.
Yes.
Who was scheduled to do an interview with you 2 years ago.
At Reading.
No show, very rock and roll. Dave, this is your chance to ask a question. What would you have opened with?
Well, you are a rock god. I think you're one of the original rock stars that's left on this planet. And thank Christ for people like Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you. Hey, Liam, I noticed you've got some Adidas footwear that you've just released recently, which I'd imagine be a collector's item for a lot of people.
It's got your face on the tongue.
It has, yeah, and I'm releasing some toilet paper as well next year. So you can wipe my ass with your face on it.
Feels very apt.
All right, Liam, we're about to play your new single. Tell us where it came from, how you wrote it, what you're doing at the time.
So I was in LA with my boys writing some songs, and that's how it happens. And then I went home.
Mate, this has been a fascinating insight into the life and times of Liam Gallagher. Mate, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I leave all the bullshit as like Sting and our kid up so they can talk a glass of it. I just tell how it is.
Right.
You're a great man. We love you. And hopefully when you come to Australia next, it'll be bright and sunny and we can talk to you in person. Thanks, mate.
Well, it don't matter because I'll have my parker on, so if it's raining, I'll put me hood up. How about that?
You're a good man.
And we love you in a parker. Good on you, Liam. Cheers.
Love you too.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Liam Gallagher, our very special guest.
He didn't let us down because he's still really a rock star to talk to.
He is.
You know, he's still got that attitude.
One of the last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
I do like his style. Well, fairly frank.
Yeah, I think so.
You get a straight answer.
I don't mind that, though, in today's...
When I picked up the phone, I said, hey, Liam, it's Dave here. You're about to talk to Jane and Mick. Who were you, British Telecom or something? So he was straight into it.
And who was that you were impersonating? One of the guys from On the Buses?
Maybe it was.
Wow. Hey,
one of a dream.
I'm not a fan of the irresponsible lifestyle, the rock and roll lifestyle. In fact, I'm going to go right the other way and say kudos, hats off to the kids today. A salute to children all over the world. And when I say children, what am I talking about?
We're talking about under 16.
Under 16. Yeah. In this country and around the world have mounted these incredible climate change rallies and they've given up on adults, basically. Mm. They've just said, you guys are idiots. We're just going to start. And if we can save the planet.
They're saying, adults, you're selfish pricks, basically, because it's all fine for you. Because you've got not long here to go.
You're not going to get your bond back.
No, that's right. Yeah. So, hey, hello for the rest of us.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
So, to them, we salute you. I also want to draw your attention to, you may have talked about this yesterday, Jane, this fantastic new, it's a gun control ad in America.
I don't think I've anything.
I think it's the best ad I've ever seen.
I agree.
Just for sheer power. It's incredible. And once again, it's set in a high school where all these horrendous shootings have taken place. And it's actually been backed by parents from the Sandy Hook school tragedy. Mm. And funnily enough, Jane, it's caused controversy in America, where people are saying it's too much. The ad's too much. Not the gun laws.
Really? No. Leave them alone.
It's going steady on. You can't be putting that on television.
The country where they want to have permanently have security, armed security guards at every school.
Teach teachers how to use a handgun. put in the protectors as you
walk
in.
This affected me, but in a good way, and I can't wait to show my kids, and it should be shown in schools, shouldn't it?
It should be, and also too, so we're going to play a little bit from it, but everything they're talking about from their folders
to
skateboard. Yes, it's stuff. All stuff that's been recommended for kids to take to school because they might come in handy if a lone gunman goes berserk. Have a listen.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
Anyway, have a good weekend, everyone.
It really hits the mark. There's very strong imagery there. We can direct you to
Facebook.
Yeah,
we'll go to Facebook at Kennedy Malloy. Yeah, check that out.
It sounds chirpy, cheery, and yet the images are really going to play with your mind.
Mm. Anyway, very powerful ad. Good stuff.
All right, coming up next, Danny Minogue joins us on Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We first met Danny Minogue when she was 8 years old on Young Talent Time.
I'm sure that with proper coaching and tuition, she will have a very fine future.
With worldwide success as a singer, songwriter, actress, model, fashion designer, numerous TV credits, most recently as judge on Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model, X Factor UK and Australia, and now she returns with an all-star panel on Channel 10's Masked Singer.
Where am I? What is happening?
Please welcome to the show, Danny Minogue.
How are you, Danny? Great to have you on board.
Thank you.
Who are the singers? Name them. I want names. I want
names.
Three names so I can take a trifecta.
This is really hard for me because...
Shannon Knoll.
I don't like keeping secrets.
Rob Mills.
Just Paulini. A hint.
So who's on
Paulini.
Your list?
Paulini. No?
I'll tell you who's on my list.
Okay.
Anthony Calea is every single person in the costume. And it's just around. He just keeps getting in every suit and pulling his
Kamal.
Head off.
Kamal. I'm going with Kamal. Yes, no. Oh, look out. There's a reaction on
this. Now, tell us, is this concept, this has been done in the US before?
So it started in South Korea.
South Korea?
Yeah.
Wow. What the hell?
That's not surprising, really, when you think about
nutty.
It.
It's pretty nutty.
They're nuts.
In Japan and in South Korea, you get like those crazy game shows and... They're not trying to be cool or anything. They're just having fun. And it's kind of just gone global from there. So, yeah, they've had one season in America and it's been in tons of other countries. And now it's here in Australia. And
Mike Brady. Up there, Kazili. No.
I don't think so. I'd be very surprised and quite impressed.
Do you know what would be great? If one of them, let's say the robot, took off the head, and it was Bob Dylan. Yes. Imagine how impressive that would be.
That would blow everyone's minds and you would get global coverage from this.
What if someone singing Lady Gaga, head comes off, it's Lady friggin' Gaga! Come on!
And then logic sets in for me. I go, well, how could they afford to get Lady Gaga?
What about this? You somehow managed to introduce the act, move backstage, put on one of the costumes and rip the head off.
See, oh my God, look at the way.
Not bad.
We've silenced a Minogue. Now that's very interesting. Danny, the costumes are nutty. Who has designed the costumes? Do you know who's designed those costumes?
Tim Chappell. Won an Oscar for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Hello.
Yeah, Australian.
He is doing the costumes and he's such a beautiful guy and he worked so hard on them. But what happened was... They don't say names. They worked with the singers to create animals, characters that they felt comfortable with.
Oh, okay, this is so hard.
But then after they were created, then Dorian, who does all the music, then had to go in and work out how to mic them. So the monster is a big cavernous space because it's like a big globe.
And they actually
Shannon
sing.
Knoll. Is that right?
So, and then other helmets are really, really tight. And so they had to be mic'd completely differently, each one.
All right.
So it was not only how beautiful they are on the outside, but the
what's
technical
the shortest
side
costume? What's the shortest costume?
The alien.
Alien. Oh. Could that be your sister?
And then...
Whoa! Hang on. Now we're in trouble.
Now, we've got to talk about the other judges with you.
So we're the guessing panel. So we don't judge. We're not
So you
like,
don't, you don't oh, you know just the answers at the time.
We're just doing what you'll be doing at home when you're watching. We're just guessing. Like, it's the best job ever.
Is Dave Hughes behaving himself?
Yes.
Because you know he's all hands, that guy. You watch out for yourself. I'm worried about
I'm sure Danny knows how to handle himself against you.
I'm worried about him.
You know what I'm worried about? Hughes's look. Because a stylist has come in. Now, you girls, it's Lindsay and Jackie O, of course.
Yeah.
And Hughesy's gone this very groovy. I can't even recognise him. Did he feel comfortable?
No, not at all. He said, this is not my comfort zone. And we're like, but you look great, Hughesy. And it's like nice to see you dressed up and your hair's done.
He looks like a singer inside a Hughesy suit. It feels like you could rip Hughesy's head off.
Slightly reminded me of Liberace, but that was just me.
And how would Lindsay Lohan go?
Well Lindsay's look at Hughesy when she arrived. She's just like,
why is there a homeless man on the panel?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, this is the best Australia has to offer. And so this is what we've got.
Now, how does Lindsay go identifying local talent, though? How would she?
Yes, that's right.
The talent can be from anywhere live anywhere.
Overseas
so
stars.
I had, got all swotty and I'd started a list of Australian people that I thought
could possibly
might sing, would do it, might be around,
who's not in
on
jail.
Holiday. And then first day they say they might not just be Australian. Oh, I'm like, come on.
Wow.
So it could be someone from Baywatch.
But what they did say is, you guys are great. Yeah. You're don't break down, Minogue. Don't
come
let them get you.
You can stick with
Weird
it.
Al Yankovic.
So what they did say to her was there will be a number of performers that she will know.
Okay. So it won't be weird for her to identify, Preston all of a sudden.
She wasn't going to know them all.
I heard one of them has an Order of Australia. Is that true?
Yes, there's
So Tom Gleisner? Tom Gleisner from Channel 10.
Logie. Order of Australia.
A Logie?
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Could be someone in this room.
Hang on a minute, Jane.
I don't have an Order of Australia. I'll give you that.
You got a Logie.
I tell you what.
A Logie.
When we first started filming, everywhere I was going, I'm checking people's Instagrams. I'm like across it all going, who could it be? But
no.
It's hard.
Stick around because we'd like to chat with you more. And I'd like to talk fashion.
Fashion.
Yes.
Sure, sweetie, darling. I'll leave the room at this point. I'll leave you to it.
All right, Danny Minogue's with us. The Masked Singer Australia premieres this coming Monday, 7:30 on 10.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Danny Minogue in studio from The Masked Singer premieres Monday, 7:30 on 10.
That's right. And you know it's a good sign when everybody's saying, I'm so sick of the ads for The Masked Singer. That's a good thing, surely.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, but a lot of pressure to be on a show where it's just everyone, everywhere, and you think, if this doesn't work.
Why aren't you singing? You've been a bit stingy with the singing lately.
You've got a
beautiful started
voice.
Out as a singer. You beguiled the nation and then you've teased us and you've been on stage, you've been live, you've done records, but now nothing. What's going on?
Stop teasing us, Minogue.
Nothing.
Have you got something in the line?
Tell you what, with the TV and with the fashion stuff, the room left for me was being a mum, and I was super enjoying that. So I did little things, like a surprise thing with my sister or whatever, something that's fun. I'd do it, but like
Disco Queen, by the way, because disco never dies.
So I
lives
met
forever.
Like in the last 12 months, I met Nile Rodgers twice.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I still can't believe it. Every bass line is disco heaven.
Yes, which is great.
I couldn't even speak.
So that's unusual. You've met a lot of super famous people, Danny. So it's really weird, isn't it, when you hear someone famous say who flips them out?
Oh, but Nile Rodgers.
Now, we were going to talk fashion, and you have for years had a great fashion line at Target.
I think Mick's going to go with the first question, right?
Yeah.
He's arseless chap stealing because I'm thinking of giving it a real go.
But
you should.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be there front row.
Do not encourage him. I'm not joking. But it's been good for the more petite lass. Now, I don't fit in that category, but I have been known, as you know, I have bought your clothes and squeezed into them.
You are?
I'm 165 centimetres, 5'5½". How tall are you?
I am 5'2".
Okay.
And
you're much more forthcoming coming with your height than your weight, ladies, I have to say, in
general.
We're
never going to tell
you. This is important because petite is about your height.
Yeah.
But some people can be petite on their top half.
That's right.
And I think probably from your waist up, you are petite, even though you have longer legs than me, so you're very lucky.
Wow.
But
you're like a RoboCop, just summing someone up by
No, but you'll know when things
don't fit right. Well, I do have some lovely stuff of yours. About everybody's jumping on your bandwagon, and I go, hands off, Danny Minogue was there years ago, and Target must be so happy and thrilled with you.
Well, it's been 5 years, which is cool.
That is good innings, isn't it?
You know, a few things that have been exciting, creating a petite modelling business because model agents didn't have anyone. And we're like, we need to book models for runway and for online. And
they must now love you.
It's a business. We made the first petite mannequins because I said I want to walk into a store and I want to see something that is not on a kid's mannequin and my clothes don't fit on the regular.
Mick walks into a store and sees a mannequin and wants to date them usually.
That's a long story. That's a long story and he needs some justification.
I'd like,
I'd like to throw my hat in the ring as a male model though if you've got any openings. Possibly not in the petite section.
Again, we might be getting out of hand. Now, we're so thrilled to see you back on our TV screens again.
Yes.
Good luck with this amazing show coming up, The Masked Singer. We can't wait to watch it.
I just want you to write down who you think they are at the start of the series because I promise you it is so...
And was your mind blown?
So, so difficult.
And they're great songs too. They're big torch songs. So you've got to have a proper voice, don't you? There's one thing you have to say. You can't be some lame-ass singer.
There are singers and non-singers.
But how can a non-singer sing one of those big ones?
Okay, the only way I can describe it is like when you see Dancing with the Stars and you have... People who can clearly move and people who can't, but they've got to put on a spectacular performance.
Oh, they get away with it.
And so there's like, there's people coaching them and training them and it doesn't matter if...
But they speak, when they speak to you, their voice is disguised, but when they sing, their voice is not disguised, correct?
Well,
tell me what's happening.
The real singers. Okay. So if they've had songs out and we would instantly recognise it.
Yes.
They worked very hard at taking away whatever is signature from their voice and completely changing it so that you couldn't hear that.
All right.
And then people who are non-singers are just trying to sing. I feel like they're working
hard
on
the singing.
How
hard did you find it? How successful were you?
It was just so annoying. Like
Darryl Braithwaite.
Oh, good one.
Darryl Braithwaite. Good one.
That's the way it's got to be. Well, he's one of Mick's biggest enemies.
No, we get on fine. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, but not for his solo career. And for his work.
I'm sorry to bring that up at the last
moment. You just won't get involved in this.
There's a lot of issues going on at this side of the studio.
There really is.
Welcome
aboard, Danny.
Danny Minogue, thanks so much for joining us. We love you and we'll look forward to seeing you on The Masked Singer on Channel 10.
7:30 Monday.
The lead singer of Uncanny X-Men.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Brian Mannix.
Brian Mannix.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And it's all thanks to Makita. You can find your range at makita.com.au for your authorised dealer.
I was sick yesterday, and you know what I missed most about the show?
I know what you're going
to
say.
A chance to talk up Makita.
I know.
Everything else, who cares?
And Mickey, the chance to hear your in-tune Makita voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
We played a couple of new tunes yesterday, didn't we, Dave?
We did, yeah.
These are all my karaoke songs now. Oh, you got new ones?
Yes.
We got new ones because Limo was here, and I was thinking, because he was a country boy, he must be used to using Makita products.
Sure. Yeah.
He's gone all city, these hands don't touch any products.
Really?
His family, who are on the land.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Experts.
I've disowned him.
Yeah.
They've disowned him, and they're the ones that use Makita.
They do.
So I played him this. Have a listen to the first one.
Remember Glenn Fry had the heaties on? Well,
he's on.
This one is.
Makita. 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 I like it.
Pretty good.
Bang!
Makita's.
Okay. That's my new karaoke song.
Well, if you had a Makita turbo blower in your hand, I will do that.
No, I could do the film clip so I look like one of the Bee Gees.
Oh, with the
flying hair. I'll turn it on myself.
That'd be perfect. We've got another one too, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, because I remember like Van Halen had a massive song back in the mid-80s from the record 1984, a song called Hot for Teacher.
Makita! Okay.
Yeah.
Next time I go to the strippers.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put that on and get a real hottie to come out with the Makita power tool.
You could rename her Makita because it could be a stripper name.
Makita's a dancing name.
Works.
It's a dancing name. Would you please welcome to the stage?
Makita. Well done, Makita.
Oh, have a great spring weekend, everybody.
Makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week. Kennedy
See you guys.
Malloy.
Got yeah. my scarf on.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're off tonight.
This is the big one.
Off. Here we go.
Well, yes. it's the before the grand final. This is the most. Sometimes the people say these are the best games of football that people best ever game. See.
Well, they are because it's half the grounds one team, half the grounds the other. It's not all your corporate dickwads. Yeah. Who float in for the grand final.
And it's all on the
package.
Line to win tonight.
They know what they're doing.
You look a bit corporate, but that's okay. Yeah, I like the corporate look on you.
I've covered in soup. Is that the new corporate look?
You're
is
suited
it?
Up. Looks yeah, nice.
All right, so.
Okay, big games all around the country. Of course, the NRL finals tonight.
Wow.
Whew, Rusty's Rabbitohs.
Yeah. Take on the Sea Eagles.
Yes,
wow, well, that'll be. He should address them.
That.
He should read from his book before
well,
the
should.
Game.
That's what he needs.
That's what he needs.
And tomorrow,
to
Melbourne Storm. Go, Melbourne Storm.
It's all happening. Have a great weekend.
Against the Eagles.
What are you doing? Highlight for you?
I'm going out for dinner with 6 13-year-old boys tonight.
Mm. Oh, you are.
Nothing can go wrong.
That's a reality show. Right there. Good luck, everyone.
Hey, it's been a great week, and we'd like to finish up with something we call the Week in Review on Kennedy Malloy.
We started the week with yet another office toilet controversy.
Why are the toilets closed for cleaning in progress is the big sign.
I know.
And the very next day?
I've got a memo. I have got a memo. Hi, team. Male toilets on level one will not be cleaning between 3:45 and 4:15 p.m. each day, Miggy.
Why didn't they put in brackets, that is the time that Mick Malloy takes a piss?
Well, we,
I mean a whiz.
We.
I don't think as a big-time celebrity as you are, you should have to have a whiz at a urinal in front of other people.
Well, I'm not doing it with prize winners. One lucky prize winner gets to see Mick Malloy take
well,
a whiz
creepy.
In the urinal.
With Mick's beloved Richmond Tigers in AFL Premiership contention and the Collingwood Magpies also looking the goods, Pies president Eddie Maguire called in.
This would be as big as it gets. Since 1908, we've been going at each other. In fact, in the old days, there wouldn't be a picket fence in Punt Road or Hoddle Street on the way home after the Collingwood-Richmond game. I hope that we're talking again next week.
We'll have to go out and have a dinner because it could be the last time we ever speak to each other.
League legend Mark Geyer gave us his NRL tips.
Storm will beat Parra.
Yeah,
I think Manly might beat the Rabbits in an upset.
And the lowdown on Canberra Raiders, BJ Leilua's bizarre on-field incident.
There's a bit of rubber off the fireworks that got lodged in his eye. He ended up coming back on the field and played a major role for the Raiders, but it's never seen it happen before in rugby league.
I would have tried to take you out with a Catherine wheel back in the day. I would have chased you around with a Roman candle. That's what I would have done.
After being wiped out of the finals and reports of late-night pokies antics from the Broncos, we checked in with fellow legend of the game, Wendell Saylor.
I'm not sure why he came to me because...
I don't know either, big Wendell.
They're not drinking, they're playing pokies. I only wish I would have done that back in the day.
So that's a mild night out. You used to do that at half time, I believe.
Jane opened the crime report.
Felicity Huffman got a 14-day prison sentence. She paid an explosive amount of money to cheat her daughter's way into a top university in the US.
She's going to jail. So everyone from Goldman Sachs caused billions of dollars of damage. No one's gone to jail.
Oh, you're a Felicity Huffman fan, eh?
I'm just thinking of my conjugal visit.
This back announce from Dangerous Dave.
You are listening to, excuse me, you are listening to Kennedy. I'm getting emotional.
Back announce a song and you can't even do that.
Had him pondering his dream job.
I would love to be a bus driver.
The kitten's bus.
Maybe.
I'll be the bus driver.
I've dreamed about getting a bus licence and just going on a coach tour somewhere.
Is the bus on fire and you're jumping
Do you have passengers? Yes. Annoying passengers.
Barry, you can make his dream happen.
Oh, Jade, Barry. I work for a bus company in the learning and development team. I can do it for you, Jade.
You're like Oprah. You're like the dream factory.
Tom Gleisner joined us. And with the current royal visit from Prince Edward, Jane shared her reply from the palace after penning a letter to the prince in year 11.
Dear Miss Kennedy, Prince Edward has asked me to thank you for your letter. I'm afraid that he's unable to reply personally. He receives so many letters from people. It'd be unfair to do so for some and not others. I hope you will understand the reason for this disappointing reply. Yours sincerely, Adam, made up name.
Hang on, P.S. he liked the Polaroid. let's not leave that out.
Mick expanded his musical repertoire from Cowbell with the Hooters.
2, 3, 4.
Kennedy Boy, thanks to Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
To Bongos with Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, baby. How happy can one man be playing bongos?
Are you sweating?
Yeah, man, I've got my top off.
Okay.
But it may have been that percussive showcase that led to this the next day.
Mickey is a bit crook in the guts, standing in for Malloy. We welcome Limo.
I knew if I waited in the car park long enough, my chance would come.
Will Anderson even tagged along for old time's sake.
I've been really pleasant about Mick today, haven't I?
You know what it is?
What?
I just think you like him more when he's not here.
Making it a Will and Limo drive show reunion.
Will and Limo. Back in drive on Triple M, what years, Limo?
2007, 2008.
The glory years. So the biggest guest that I can remember, she was the star of the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, and I'm talking, of course, of
Nikki Webster.
How did we get Nikki Webster on the show again, Limo?
She was trying to ring
Hamish and Andy.
That's right.
Hamish and Andy were talking about her, and she called the wrong number and got put through to us, and we thought, great, let's interview her.
And finally, with The Bachelor winding up last night, we think we've found the next one.
Saving myself for when I am The Bachelor. Now, tell me that wouldn't be a bad move.
You're joking. If Mickey was The Bachelor, of course.
Would not be. You wouldn't play along with what they make you do.
I'll show you a group date.
I think Eleanor would be happy to hear that.
Hi, Mick. I just wanted to say I would love to see you on The Bachelor. I think you're the perfect Aussie bloke to go on. It would be amazing.
Oh, wow.
Eleanor, are you in a special hospital?
How do you leave Eleanor alone?
I've got a single mum. You know, I can put her in the ring.
Sure, if you could. She's free to go for a rummage.
Like that, Mick. It's my mother.
No, I didn't mean that in a sexual way. I just meant grab a handful.
Stop.
Don't you go and make this something dirty.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.